Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we cover it all. Now, that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational. That is, it's not financial advice. If you do want personalized financial advice, then talk to one of my team members. You can do that by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can also find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here. We're changing things up a bit today. Normally, we tackle listener questions, but this time, we're focusing on something every retiree needs to know: the biggest financial risks and segments that every financial advisor should be aware of and plan for. These are the issues that can derail even the best retirement plans. So let's talk about how to stay ahead of them.
Colby will be reading today's questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive right on in.
Colin, a lot of people hear estate planning and just think, yeah, I've got a will, I'm good. But when it comes to retirement, is there more they should be thinking about?
This is a question we get often. We talk about the estate package, we talk about estate planning, and it's funny because, you know, most people think financial advisor, they don't think, oh, he's going to help me make sure that my estate plan is put together. But when we're looking at these five different segments of financial planning that a financial advisor should help you with, estate planning is one of them. And a good advisor should look at themselves as kind of the head coach. And what I mean by that is you want to have this trifecta of professionals in your corner when you're in retirement. The head coach is usually the financial advisor. We're kind of looking over all segments of your retirement, and this is just one of those segments. The other two coaches, you've got your defensive coach, which I would call that your attorney, to help put together your trust wills, medical directives, power of attorneys, things like that. And then your offensive would be your accountant, your CPA, someone who helps you with taxes. And the key is you don't just use one or the other and they don't coordinate, but you make sure all three coordinate so that you're not just piecing together a strategy or a retirement plan. We're really putting everything together so it works consistently across all the boundaries. So yeah, there is a lot more to be said of estate planning than just having a will. Wills can be contested pretty easily. You know, it could still cause you to have some implications and possibly even go to probate, which if anyone's listening to this today has not been through the probate process, don't. It's not worth the experience. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. For a lot of my clients, I will recommend going through and getting the whole estate package figured out. That's looking at, do I need a trust? What kind of trust do I need? All right, well, if I do have a trust, I'm going to have a pour over will. Then we got to look in and say, all right, what's included in my trust? Because not everything should be put in your trust. There's some tax ramifications if we put certain vehicles into your trust. So we got to be really careful how we do this. And on top of that, we got to make sure that we have a medical directive there too. I think this is one of my, one that touches me the most is, I just feel like for me, I want to take away the pressure of deciding if I go brain dead, what happens to me? What do I do? Does my wife have to figure that out and make that choice? Or can I make that choice beforehand so that there's no stress, there's no resentment or whatever it may be if someone else, your loved one, has to do that for you? And, you know, if you are in a coma or something happens to you where you can't make medical decisions, it's nice to have someone trusted in your corner to make sure that they can help you make medical decisions. Well, maybe you go and eventually you go into a memory care unit and so you don't have all your capacities. Well, that's where the financials come into it and we look at powers of attorney to make sure we have someone in there that can help me make decisions and make sure that when I'm in that more vulnerable state and my cognitive ability has gone down, what we want to make sure is we got somebody in there watching for our financials too, so that you don't have to stress about whatever it may be. Like in each of my appointments, I typically talk to people about trusted contacts and things like that and powers of attorney. And I say, listen, I want their information so that if you call me up one day and you say, hey, Colin, I need $200,000. I want to fund a Nigerian prince. Like what we want to make sure happens is, let me go talk to the other person, make sure you're doing good. Because we don't want you to get scammed. And retirees, you are probably the most targeted out of most any person in this country. So we don't want you to get scammed. And so that power of attorney makes a lot of difference. And having, again, a financial advisor in your corner to make sure that you don't have to stress about someone watching out for you, making sure that you don't get those problems. Then we start diving in and saying, okay, well, how do we avoid the probate process? Well, that is how we do it, is either we go through a trust, make sure that everything that should be in the trust is put into the trust. And if it's not supposed to be in the trust, we got to make sure we have beneficiaries named on those accounts. And this is key, because when people come to my office, in fact, I had a few weeks ago, this happens fairly often, but this last experience is what I remember the most, is I had a couple come in and they're like, oh yeah, like everything looks great. My plan looks good, like them telling me this. So I go in and I start diving through the details and I'm like, hey guys, yeah, you've done really good on most of it, but you don't have any beneficiaries named on your accounts. You've got a few a few hundred thousand dollars here that if you passed away, it would have to go through the probate process. And anyone can try and claim that. Now, the courts, they have a system and a process, but it takes months and months, even years sometimes, to get that money moved into the right hands. And so that's the key. We got to make sure that you're not at risk. And this is one of those risks that we can easily avoid. Also, I have people who come in all the time who say, oh yeah, I've got my trust online and I just did that. It was way cheap. What's wrong with that? I'm like, probably nothing, but at the same time, it's not catered to you so that your specific circumstances are met. If you want all your money to go to your children, or if you're like, I don't want any of my money to go to my children, that's what a trust is for, so that you can send it to the charity of your choice or whatever you want it to do. That's what a trust is for. It's not for the simplicity per se of your children. It's so that you can make sure your money works the way you want it to, even after you're gone. Now, since we're talking about kids, I'm going to keep going down this pipeline, if you would. I think about this a lot, and I tell people, listen, for me, I don't want to leave a dime to my kids. I want them to work hard, learn the value of work. I don't want this, because what happens a lot of times, and I've worked in this industry and with retirees for long enough to know, when someone receives a large sum of money, it's typically gone about 30 to 60 seconds later. Whether they're driving a new Porsche, whether their mortgage is paid off, whether they went on a bunch of vacations, like, it doesn't last like it used to. Generational wealth is so different now than it was in the past. I've seen entire estates squandered within minutes. And what happens oftentimes when we don't have the right estate plan or documents in place is families, even the best of families, get torn apart. I've seen this firsthand many, many times. I've seen it with my clients many, many, many times, and their kids. It hurts. So doing this estate plan, this package, getting everything ready and in order, your ability to keep parenting your kids even after you're gone is the power that that gives you. Now, is it going to alleviate all of the frustrations and arguments? No, probably not. But you can preserve their relationships, your kids' relationships, if you're giving it to your kids, by you setting the boundaries and setting the standard on your assets after you're gone. It's way more difficult than you realize to leave zero to your kids. Like, I say I want to leave nothing, but it's going to be really hard to do it, because, you know, I'm going to have a house or two or three if I buy real estate and put it into my portfolio. I'm probably not going to be able to use the equity out of that. So they're going to get these properties. So they're going to get something there. And then I don't know how long I'm going to live for. So I don't want to spend my money down to zero. You know, there's books out there that's like The Power of Zero or Die with Zero. Like, theoretically, conceptually, that's amazing. Like, of course I want that to happen. But I don't know how long I'm going to live for. If I don't know how long I'm going to live for, I'm going to build some buffer in there. So I want to make sure that my money gets to the right person the right way if it has to. Now, for me, if I'm going to leave money to my kids, or to specifically for me to leave money for my kids, like, I'm going to look at it and say, all right, I need this to benefit me. Like, my money that I've been working hard for, it needs to benefit me first and then them. Well, if I can get it so that the money is in a tax-free place or a place where it doesn't have any tax implications to it, that's what I'm going to do. So we're not even talking about taxes in this section, but what I'm trying to show and illustrate through this whole show that you guys are listening to is that taxes, estate planning, income planning, risk planning, healthcare planning, they all interconnect. And if one is weak, the weakest chain, right, the weakest chain is the problem, and we need to strengthen it up so that we don't have to have these faltering moments. When someone passes away in your family and you're like, gosh, I need to make sure my trust is put together. Yeah, you should probably do that yesterday. Like, this is not a call to action for tomorrow. This is a call to action for yesterday. Don't keep putting off getting your trust together because you have time. You don't know how much time you have left. My brother died at 35 with no clue what was going to happen. He didn't have any of this set up. You don't know what's going to happen to you in your life, so you better get it ready now. Don't just go get a trust and not fund it, though, because absolutely no one gets help with that. It doesn't help anybody if you don't put the vehicles in the trust. And this is one of the most common things that I hear from my attorney friends and cohorts. People don't fund their trusts. They open it, spend a couple $1,000s to get it open, and then they don't do anything with it. That's worthless to you. It's wasted money. Reviewing and getting your estate plan set up and making sure it's set up correctly. Like, if you move states, there's probably some ramifications that we got to double check. Making sure that you address not just your will and trust, but your power of attorney, your medical directives, your beneficiary designations. Like, all of this is part of that estate package. I've seen too many families torn apart, as I've mentioned before, and I don't want that to be for you guys either. No one should have to go through the pains of someone passing away alone. I'll repeat that. You don't have to go through this alone. Let someone help you. Let someone in. Make sure these plans are put together and choose a financial advisor if you don't already have one. Make sure you have the right one that's going to be there to deal with all the financial implications of your husband or wife passing away and then you passing away so that your kids are taken care of too. Get your financial advisor in connection with your kids. Make sure that they know who each other are so that when something happens, that financial advisor can come in and say, look, guys, my job here is to fill out all the paperwork for you. Make sure that you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You go be with your family. You go mourn and celebrate the life that they had. Don't put this off. Don't leave it to the last second. This is a huge, incredibly important thing we need to do. And I think almost every single person here needs the full estate package we've talked about. Trust, will, medical directive, power of attorney, beneficiary designations on retirement accounts, because we typically don't want our retirement accounts in a trust or will. Let us help you because we'll help you make sure that happens. I don't want you to go in and start talking to an attorney and they start charging you, you know, $250 for every 6 minutes that you're with them. Let us, who I give a complimentary consultation to my clients and to people who talk to me, let me review your estate and see what's going on so that you can save that couple $100 and I can send you directly to the attorney with everything that you need to tell them exactly how you want it to be said so you spend less time, less money, because attorneys charge by every like 6 minutes, spend less time with them. It's great. It helps you so much. It saves you money. It saves you time and energy.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only trusts
transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.